shape. Thank you.
Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Hold one second.
Let me see who's going to conduct your hearing. The Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Hold on, sir. I'm going to have to turn up my volume because I can hardly hear you.
Okay, can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you state your name and your ABC number for me for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Ishmael, I-S-M-A-I-L. My number is
253-379. Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far right, sir, is the Honorable Ms. Greenhouse. Next to Ms. Greenhouse is Mr. Quinones. And the people right here between us, sir, and to my immediate right is Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair.
Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us in our room, sir, is the representative for the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Osborne.
It's frozen, so go ahead, sir.
Okay. So, sir, prior to this hearing today, you received notification advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving a notification advising you of the hearing today, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I do, sir.
All right, sir. Today, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether your terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right, the first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 25th, 2017 per the task lab report dated June 1st, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Okay, I was using methamphetamine, sir. Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, I'm going to read this to
you. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
okay, sir, the first allegation in your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 25th, 2017 per the task lab report dated June 1st, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yeah, honestly, that's the truth. I mean, I have issues, you know.
All right,
so
sir. All right, so the next allegation on your warrant, sir, states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to call CCS Liz to advise her what halfway house he checked into as directed on June 5th, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Ismail, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Okay.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two again. During phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So we're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Ismail, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Ismail?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I just said, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Osborne?
Yes, sir. Mr. Ismail was released from DOC custody on March 17th of 2017
He was arrested on September 8th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on some kind of warrant status and misdemeanor charges. I'm sorry, those were dismissed, I'm sorry. And he was returned back to our custody on September 18th of 2017with 95 abscond days, with the community supervision ended of July 21st of 2018. Current conviction, 2010, aggravated assault, 7 years. 2010, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SCG or gang information noted. He has a significant disciplinary history with extortion and indecent exposure noted, and since his return, has received 4 infractions. September 30th of 2017, received a minor for disorderly conduct. On October 1st of 2017, he received 2 minors for disorderly conduct. And on October 6th of 2017, received a minor for tampering with security or safety device. Other arrests, 2003, theft, Washington County Jail. 2005, theft, Washington County Jail. 2005, theft, the Washington County Jail. 2005, escape, third degree, Washington unknown. 2005, stolen property, Washington County Jail. And 2009, narcotic drug violation, AZ, felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G6V6.
Okay. So, Mr. Ismail, I see when you were released on March 20th, you were approved to reside at 426 North 53rd Street and in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that someone's residence there, sir?
Yeah, it's my brother I'm living with.
It was your brother? Okay. And then it says on May 23rd that you were approved to reside at Greenberg Recovery House at 2501 West Elm Street, but you were discharged or failing to complete your intake upon arrival on May 23rd. What happened there?
You know, I just believe the truth, sir, that the halfway houses, it's more drugs than any. I'm telling you the truth. The halfway house they sent me to, every, like, all my neighbors got it. I'm like, it's bad influence. I'm better off staying with that address because they always tell me, call your probation. They keep an eye on me. There's nothing like family. But the halfway house they sent me to, that's why I relapsed, whatever the word is, because everybody got dope on that. Halfway house.
Okay, so well, when you were staying with your brother, why did you leave your brother's house to go to halfway house?
Huh?
Why did you leave your brother's to go to the halfway
house? Honestly, I'll own up to my mistake. It's a mistake that happened, but I'll try to not make it a second. Usually when I make a mistake, I'm trying not to make a second one. Yeah, I made a terrible mistake, you know? But when I make a mistake, I try not to, like, repeat it again.
Okay, so sir, you were assigned to do treatment assessment at the Screen Center. It says that on June 1st you tested positive for methamphetamine. On May 31st, you didn't give a sample. On May 25th, you were positive for methamphetamine. Then on April 28th, you were negative. And then on April 26th, you didn't do a sample. You were staffed and by your PO and admitted to using methamphetamine. And then you were supposed to go to Red. A glass pipe was found in your restroom after the offender had exited. Is that true? At
Red? Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Mr. Ismail, you relapsed. You were staying with your brother. What made you relapse when you were staying with your brother if they were doing good things for you?
Honestly, I will tell you the truth, sir. That my first probation officer always was a positive person, the first one I had. And I just want to go see her, you know? But the second one I got is just like, I don't know if it's my first one I still got her. The second, I think whatever where she went, and I hope I still got her. She's just like the type of person you go see, you know? The second one was like bullying me, depressed me. But I made a mistake, I'm on to it. And I'm gonna fix it up really quick, you know? It's only like a year. I'm better off with that address because in African families, they keep extra eye on me. Because my mom always, like, wakes me up in the morning. She's play ball court for your college, like early, every day.
So why?
They sent me to the halfway house, everybody's using. I was like, damn.
So why did you leave? If you had a secure environment, why did you leave? That's what I'm asking you. So why did you leave your brother or your family's house? Why?
Yeah, it's a mistake. I mean, honestly. But,
so you had relapse before you actually left your brother's house?
No, I had like issues with my mom. I think that's I had issues with my mom. I just left the house and they sent me to a halfway house, and that's where then I started using. But all I can still say is that usually I make mistakes, you know, but I'll try not to make it again. I'll prove everybody wrong, you know.
Well, I'm trying to understand, Mr. Israel. You know, you're saying you make mistakes, you prove everybody wrong, but you're not, you know, why did you relapse? Why did you leave? You're not saying, you know, what your triggers are, what caused you to do the things that you did. You say that your parents were doing good and your brother, they would encourage you to do good, but you left there and you started back to doing drugs. Even before you got to the halfway house, you were already doing meth.
Oh, things were going well for me. I was just like, sitting at the house, can't get a job. It's all going through my head. Just like, I don't know, honestly, I made a huge mistake, and I make mistakes in my life, but I just know I don't make back-to-back mistakes.
This looks like you made two back-to-back mistakes. So you left your parents' house when you were approved to stay over there. You started using drugs, and you didn't stay at the, well, it's more than two, you didn't stay at the halfway house that you were assigned to, and you didn't contact your PO for 95 days.
Yeah, so, if I could get a second chance, obviously at my brother's address, they're always trying to get him to do the right thing. The halfway house is just like, I'd rather be here because there's a lot of drugs over there. It's a bad influence at the halfway house. It's a lot of people from prison and they're all using it. Even my own roommate was using it, man. I'm like, and it's hard, you know, everybody around you. They got more drugs over there than over here. But I just know if I could get back on there, my second chance at my brother's address, they always keep an eye on me.
All right, Mr. Ismail. I don't know if the board has any additional questions, sir. Ms. Rittenhouse.
So, Mr. Ismail, why did you leave your brother's house? Why did you stop living there?
It's a mistake. I'm not at home anymore.
Did something happen? Sir, did something happen?
What?
Yeah.
What happened? Just like our little arguments with my mom.
All right, thank
you. All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board have any additional questions. There's no additional questions, sir. What I'm going to do, sir, I don't have any additional questions myself. We're going to go into discussion, Mr. Ismail. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir?
I sincerely apologize, you know. I'll try to get this out of my head, you know, out of the way. But being at my family's, I just would help the situation is easy. I'll just stay home and just call and go piss. But the halfway house, I know I'm gonna come back. It's a lot of people, they use it. I'm confident I could do better at that address at one last chance. Because my people always keep like, they want me to call my probation officer.
All right, Mr. Ismail, the board's gonna go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, we're gonna make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So at this time, we're gonna ask you to stay on the phone, sir. I'm gonna ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. The board is now going into discussion. Mr. Ismail still have, you know, quite a bit of time left on his community supervision. He says if he got a second chance, then he know he could do better by, you know, staying at his brother's house and them being supportive of him, contacting his PO and doing that. But while he was there, he had missed the messing up and he had started to do drugs, methamphetamine, and he left his brother's house and went to the halfway house, and he didn't stay at the halfway house that he was actually there. And then he was a responder for 95 days. And during that 95 days, he didn't make any efforts or attempt to contact his PO. Furthermore, he still has not explained a little bit as to why he left his parents there. And I asked him a question why he left his brother's house, Ms. Rittenhouse, asked him the same question there. Still getting a response that, you know, he just made a big mistake. And at this point in time, I just don't see Mr. Ismail being conducive for community supervision at this time. Good. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ismail, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, sir. Mr. Ismail?
Yeah.
Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 21st of 2018, sir. Why are you still incarcerated, sir? Still, why don't you try to get involved in some type of drug treatment program to get yourself together so that when you are finally released, that you'll be more suitable to take care of yourself, stay off of drugs, sir, not get into any more trouble, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Ismail. I do want to, excuse me, thank you for participating in your hearing at this time, sir. That's concluding your hearing. Thank you.
All right.